Thanks, Pete.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning to those of you joining us from home on Zoom today. You will know if you've been here in recent weeks, we're working through, as Pete said earlier, the words of Jesus spoken from the cross. The seven different sayings. We are right in the middle today, number four. And as Pete rightly said, this is... There has been a sense so far, and there will continue to be a sense of a difficult time. Basically, this is a one long Good Friday, if you like, as we explore these particular sayings. Today's, number four, as I said, we heard it particularly in verse 34 that Susie read. At 3 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lima sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" If you think about it, those are pretty terrifying words. Is this really, truly a moment where God has turned away from Jesus, his own son, allowing him to be beaten, humiliated, leaving him to die? Has God really forsaken Jesus? Forsaken, meaning abandoned, deserted, to turn away from entirely? Is that what God has just done to Jesus in that moment as he hangs there on the cross in agony? The Father leaving his Son that way. That would be quite a thing if that's what's just happened. The author, speaker, minister, founder of the Oasis Trust, Steve Chalk, caused a huge furore about 15 years ago in his book, The Lost Message of Jesus, when describing what he saw as taking place in those very moments, that God let Jesus be abused. For a few years, back around that time, I served on Steve's church.co.uk leadership team. And I remember talking to him about this. And I remember him telling me that what he was saying in the book is that this moment of horror, God needed to forsake Jesus. He needed him to let him be treated in that way because it was his grand plan and it needed to be worked out so that all of us, you and I, can be saved. And I think it's important that we see these words of Jesus, this saying from the cross, in the context of exactly what Steve Chalk was saying there. That what was happening had to happen because it was part of God's grand plan for humanity. And that's the thrust of where I want to go this morning, is I just share a few simple thoughts on this saying of Jesus from the cross. But I cannot help but start by referring to Psalm 22, simply because this is where Jesus has taken these words. The psalm begins with those exact words, my God, why have you forsaken me? And of course, Jesus, he would have known this whole psalm extremely well, and how it begins with that sense of utter abandonment. In that moment, Jesus has been forsaken by God, his Father. And he recalls these words and says them in this most desperate of moments on the cross. Psalm 22, you should read it when you get home. It is a very raw piece of writing. It's a very honest piece of writing. It begins by speaking of the feeling of being left alone by God, of being abandoned. That sense that God just is not interested in you, just not interested in what is going on for you. I mean, the actual start of the psalm, the first two verses say this: my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. And that is how Jesus is feeling in that moment as he hung there on the cross. That real sense of utter despair. That feeling that God somehow is nowhere near at all. The start of Psalm 22 clearly summed up for Jesus how he was feeling at that moment in time. But by the end of Psalm 22, if you read it all, and Jesus would of course know this, the psalmist is able to say in verse 22, I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly I will praise you. And he goes on to say, for he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. So there might be the sense from the psalmist, as he begins this writing, that there are times when he feels abandoned by God and all alone. But he realized, he knew, that isn't really the case. That really, God is never far away. He is not hiding. But he is always listening. And I think that is something that we all sometimes can do well to remember. You know, this hour, this ninth hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon was, I guess, an hour that Jesus has been dreading. It was what made him, the night before, sweat drops of blood in the garden as he asked his Father to take this cup from me. Jesus had never known separation from his Father before. And that was the greatest pain of all. To be forsaken as he became the perfect sacrifice to appease God would have been far more painful than any beatings, far more painful than nails going through your flesh as you get nailed to the cross. But despite the excruciating pain, despite the feeling of abandonment, Jesus knows it is part of God's plan. That just for that moment, God had to turn away. He had to forsake his own son. Jesus knew that really there is never any separation from the love that God has for us. Unconditional love. Yeah, he cries out in pain from the cross, but he knows that God really is always with him. He just can't feel it in that very moment. He knows that God loves him, and yet he feels alone. Abandoned. Feels like God isn't paying attention. I have no doubt we all feel like that from time to time. I reckon we can all understand why Jesus cries out from the cross that same question that David began Psalm 22 with. My God, why have you forsaken me? We can understand it, given the situation he's in that moment in time. Because when the unbearable happens, when life just seems really difficult, when upset or suffering comes along. We often want to know why. Because sometimes we may never get to know the answer. But in this scenario, Jesus knew the answer. The Son of God endured his Father forsaking him so that you and I might be forgiven for all that we ever do wrong. So that you or I might be forgiven for anything that we're going to do wrong. So that our relationship with the one who created us can be fully restored. And what happened on that cross? This is something Pete referred to earlier. What happened on that cross also means that God, in Jesus, has gone to the deepest depths of pain and suffering and despair so he can save us. Jesus took onto himself the worst of all humankind, of a human sin, of violence, of hatred. There really is no depth of despair to which we can sink that he can't understand, because he has experienced it too. Including, of course, that experience that many folks sometimes have, that feeling that God is just absent, as if God has abandoned us, as if we're on our own, dealing with things without his help. Many people feel that from time to time. Jesus has felt that way too. He knows how it feels to feel as though God is absent. As he works through, as we work through our suffering and pain and upset and despair, do know this. Jesus understands exactly how you feel. You know, there will be times in your life, as there have been in mine, where you feel forsaken by God and everyone else around you. It's painful, isn't it? It hurts. It appears hopeless and confusing. And believe me, this can and does happen even when you are serving God. It might be exactly how you are feeling right now, here, this morning. Because of whatever you're facing, because of whatever you're currently going through, because of what you know is ahead of you. Let me assure you of this. You are not alone. Jesus was forsaken on that cross that day, so many years ago, so that we don't ever have to be. Even if every human on earth deserts you, Jesus doesn't. He tells us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Friends, you can rely upon Jesus for all that you need in life. You can rely on Jesus to be an ever-present help in whatever you are facing. Jesus, crying out in agony, these words of Psalm 22 actually showed that as horrible as what was happening was, all was going exactly according to plan. All of it was the fulfillment of Scripture. Even the worst of it was the fulfillment of Scripture. You know, these moments that we're looking at in these 7 weeks through this series were probably some of the worst moments in the history of the world, and yet they were Scripture being fulfilled. They were God's plan being acted out. Jesus was forsaken by God in this moment on the cross so that anyone, so that everyone, whoever they are, whatever they've done, so that all those made by God, including you and I, could have a fresh relationship with him once again. That's what he offers. And in that relationship, we have someone who will never forsake us, even when we think he has. In that relationship, we have someone who will fill us with himself in the form of the Holy Spirit. So this morning, we can say, and in fact we will sing in a moment, thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Amen.